Our island. Our Vectis Radio. FM 104.6.
It's 12 minutes after 11, so we've got the Castle lads in the studio with us. We've got Lucas. Morning, Lucas. How are you?
Yellow. I'm back again.
Can I just say that you and your friend are dressed differently this week. Normally you come in with, school uniform and so on. Alex hasn't got his on, so I'm guessing that... Have you made a bit of a blunder today?
Yeah, I guess I just kind of... My mind walked off into thin air, really. I remember getting reminded about it last week, and I was quite positive about it. But I tend to, try and get some social time in with my friends, and... Although I was not planning on doing it, I kind of regretted it last minute because I saw Alex with his fine clothing and Godzilla shirt, and I kind of was like, damn, should have done that.
Long and short, it's a mufti day and you're still in your uniform.
I feel... It was only for us two. Everyone else is wearing their blazer and what else.
So, Alex, you're in your, your ordinary everyday clothes. Do you have to pay for the privilege of that?
Yeah, it's about... £1 for the charity, so it's for a good cause.
So what's the charity, do you know?
I think it was Children in Need, something like that.
Okay, so you pay £1, which is great. How many other youngsters have gone into school in mufti gear today?
None that are in our bubble.
Right, okay. So obviously it's just you then, Alex, is it?
Yeah. Sometimes different years tend to we have different years in our little part of the school, so they tend to kind of once they've done, a certain amount of schooling, they just kind of wear their own fine garments, you could call them. And what I mean by that, I mean by just some slap on some shirts and jogging bombs.
Right. Okay. How many youngsters go to Carisbrook, do you know?
Student wise, I'd say around maybe 600, 500. I don't know. I think our year's possibly 200 or 100.
Wouldn't it be great if they just said, right, we're having the mufti day for the whole school and you raise £600 for a local charity? That'd be really good, wouldn't it? But even then, you'd still wear your uniform, wouldn't you?
If everyone else is doing it, I wouldn't have to feel ashamed being the only one doing it, so I'd probably be more than welcome to. Then I could make fun of other people.
All right, okay. I'm only pulling your leg. Now, just tell me, there's a lady that wants a mention on the show.
Oh, yeah, another Year 10 student, Shania Swinfield. Honestly, she's a little shy about it, so I'm going to keep it sweet and simple and say that, yeah, she's in the same bubble class as us, and... She tends to she tends to take our how much we talk. She's a bit shy too.
Does she want to get involved?
No, not at all. She just wanted to shout out. I guess she was quite proud of us, you could say. But hey, I don't really talk to her that much, so I don't get much of her opinion.
All right, okay.
She's quite competitive during lessons.
All right, okay. Do you know this said lady, Alex?
Yes, we're all in the same bubble.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to come down and join in the show then?
All up to her.
We need more features anyway. Get those hits in.
Absolutely. Now we're going to talk about your podcast. Last week's, this week's, and so on, and the future of. And we're going to do that all after a tune from Gary Newman and Complex. It starts off like a large instrumental track, and there's about 90 seconds of it, and it sounds like you're on hold, and it will sound like every now and again you should get that thing. Your call is important to us. Well, it's not. Just belt up and listen to the music. We've got the gang in from Carisbrook. Yesterday we had the gang in from Medina, and it was very apparent that they should not be left on their own because there were certain things that they didn't know. We asked the question, if your parents went away and you were old enough, just say 1 o'clock on, you were 16, you were both 16 and you were allowed to, parents go away for the weekend, would you be able to cope? And the first thing, obviously, you would have to do is be able to cook for yourself. So can you cook, Alex?
Yeah, definitely. I know how to work the oven. I've cooked a few simple meals like stir fries and such. Nothing extravagant. I'm not Gordon Ramsay.
Right, okay. And so you'd be able to cook, no problem whatsoever. Tidy up behind yourself. So can you work the dishwasher?
Yeah.
All right, so if you can't cook, Lucas, then you could nip round to Alex's house. And so if you were... What would be the pitfalls? If your parents went away for the weekend and you had to stay by yourself, which is the thing you're going to struggle with most of all?
Personally, we currently have kind of a broken-ish toilet. It leaks very occasionally from, like, the water bit, so it's nothing messy or smelly, but I feel like if it got worse, I don't know how to tighten it. And that's why I'm also planning on doing plumbing in sixth form, so if that ever gets leaky again, I can just kind of, like, crank it in the right places.
I like where you're going with this. Mm. I do. Honestly. But is there a number? Is there a plumber's number that you can call in the case of emergency? Would you know? I tell you what, let's take it another step further. If there was a leak, would you know how to turn the stop cock off?
No, I wouldn't know how to turn the cock or whatever off. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know how to, like, adjust it. All I know is that there's like the little handle that you can, like, twist. There's like all the plumbing, all the pipes.
You need to have the conversation with your mum. Hey, look, if I'm home alone for whatever amount of time and there's leakage and we need to turn the old stop cock off, you need to point me in the right direction where the stop cock off is so I can turn it off.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah, turn it off.
It's just a tap somewhere that you turn off and it just turns off your overall water. You need to know where that is. Do you know where that is, Alex?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I've never done plumbing in my life, so I could be very, very wrong. I think it's somewhere around the back. That's just a guess.
That's where everything is. Like, it's literally just like in from the front. I don't know. Am I meant to like decarpet my floor? Am I meant to look under?
No, I don't know. I don't know how it's set up. When you say it's around the back of what?
The toilet, I think.
Oh, right. Okay. Not sure whether it's going to be there, but maybe you ought to have the conversation as well. Look, if I'm home alone, I need to know where the stop cock is just in case.
Just hit it hard enough. Just hit like the stop cock. Just hit every
don't
part.
Hit it.
just hit the toilet till it stops working, then it will stop leaking.
Don't do that because it will get worse. Don't do that.
It works with remote controls.
It can't leak if there's no water in it.
That's why you need to turn the stop cock off.
But he cares about the...
That's the most important thing. Find it, turn it off. It's just a simple tap. Don't go bashing anything. It'll always just make it 10 times worse.
If I break the entire toilet, it will be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. And I'm sure your parents would love you for it.
I have enough money to pay for a new one.
Yeah, not just the toilet. You need new carpets. You need that ceiling to be redecorated.
Well, I can. I'll flush before I spill it so nothing gets on the floor. We have a brown floor, so it'd be bad for anything to spill because you wouldn't tell where it is.
Would you know how to wire a plug?
I only know about the colours of plugs. I wouldn't know how to wire them. I know there's an earth plug, a yellow-blue one. What's that one again, Alex?
Yellow and green is earth. I think red is live. I can't remember the other one.
It's like live or something in there. I know you put one in the middle, one on like the bottom left and the other on the right, but I'm more of a plumber man.
Okay, well, certain plumbers need to know electrical things as well, because there's certain things that have to be earthed and Lord knows what else. So, you know, there was a frown there. It was like we lost him.
I'm just imagining electrical toilets. I'm like, oh, is it really worth the effort of that I've had to figure out, like, electrical toilets? I can't bash that hard enough.
Hey, look, you're doing the cooking. You can work the dishwasher. Okay, so you're all right. You can work the dishwasher, that's fine. But what about if you need some new clean clothes? Do you know how to work the washing machine?
Yeah, like, you get, like, there's, like, a bit on the top that you pour water in, and you put, like, one of those little, like, pods. And you put, like, a pod in the washing machine and some, like, fairy liquid or something in the top. And then you, like, shut it. And then you, like, set the time to, like, I don't know, warm, quick, slow blow. And then it, like, goes around a little bit. And then once it's done for, like, the couple of minutes it's on, you kind of, like, shove it in. Or, like, you take it out and let it dry. Just make sure the pinks aren't with the whites.
Even he's looking at you and thinking, you're not quite sure what you're doing, really. Do you know how to?
Yeah, I think so. If I remember correctly, open the little hatch. Put some washing up liquid in. No, not washing up liquid. God, you had me thinking of fairy.
Same thing.
What's it called? Soap powder. That's the stuff. Soap powder. You put some soap powder in there or whatever.
It cleans it either way.
Yeah. Soap powder goes in. You open
it. Just add
it,
the fairy liquid.
Put the soap powder on the clothes, and then press the buttons. I think.
See, I'm thinking about it now, and I'm thinking, those guys that we said shouldn't be left alone, they'll probably, if you did leave them alone, they would probably go down the takeaway. That's how they would eat. Nothing else would be damaged in the house. But I'm a little bit scared about leaving you guys on your own, just in case there's a little bit of knowledge. It seems like we could be flooding the place, because you'd be, where's the sop cop? I'll just give something a bash, and that'll be all right.
I'll
just
pay for it. Money solves everything.
Okay, let's. Do you know what you need to drive a car?
I know the pedals. I know you need a license. You need like the keys. You need to make sure there's petrol.
Let's talk about the legalities. What do you need to drive a car?
A license. Right. You need to be old enough.
You need to be a license, and then to be old enough.
And you need to be tall enough. You can't be like 5'1" and like reach the pedals somehow.
I'm sorry for anybody out there that is offended by being called 5'1" and not being able to drive, that is now driving for a living. All right, your dad's a driver for a living.
He's very tall.
I would imagine he's 6 foot.
He's like 5'11", 6 foot. I don't know. I'm taller than him.
We can't look. Five people that are 5'1" can drive. All right.
Okay. Well, they're underage.
Look, what else do you need legally? What else do you know, Alex?
There's the license. The license plate is very important.
So you don't then?
No.
So if you bought a car, you'd have to get it taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Tax,
it costs
money.
A lot of money.
I hate taxes.
You then have to get it insured. You then have to have an MOT certificate, and you need a license as well. And quite rightly, you said earlier on you need some gasoline, which I'm sure amounts to petrol.
Petrol, same thing, just American terms.
And then you're away, aren't you? Then you can go and drive. That's what you got to do.
My dad taught me how to use the pedals recently outside of school during the weekend.
Don't say that, you'll get him into trouble.
Oh, no, it was all legally. He let everyone know. He
let everyone. It's no good you winking at me and saying, oh, don't let anyone, let everybody know.
It was a plain area where no one could find out about. It was all completely fine. He did not get caught, and even if he did, nothing would have happened. Nothing really.
Hello. We're going to take a musical interlude, and hopefully Dad won't get arrested, and you'll be fine, and he won't be home alone.
I love you, Dad.
We've got the Equals, we've got Steve Love's Gig Guide, and then we've got a Steve Love song from the man himself.
It's their treat, and they never need the money for the ferry.
Love it. Steve Love and Money for the Ferry did a set at the Gig Guide as well. And Steve has got a brand new album out. It's out this week, and we're chatting to him on Friday. Friday afternoon, we're having a chat, and he should be able to hear that conversation on Tuesday's show next week. Looking forward to it. I think it's about 20-plus songs. I mean, when you think of bands, artists now, they'll bring out an album that's got probably 10 or 12 tracks on. This guy brings out an album, and you get your money's worth. You get about 20-odd tracks, and they're all funny and they're all fabulous. So thanks, Steve, for sending in the Gig Guide and also sending us that track, Money for the Ferry. It's 17 minutes away from midday. Still got the gang in from... I was going to call you St George's, I'm sorry. But we've got the gang in from Carriswick, the Castle Lads, and they're with us for another few minutes at least. And I was going to ask you a question. What was the question? What was I going to ask you?
I don't know, we've been through everything. The Shania shout out, the Shawn Mendes song.
Well, let's go then.
Check your notes.
We've done it. I've done my notes. No, wow. I was going to ask you something. I was going to ask you about next. The podcast. That's what we were going to do.
Podcast. Mm.
The podcast. So, last week's podcast, just outline it for us.
Well, we'll be going through the usual. We'll
no,
be going through
last week's podcast. Oh, last just week's. Just outline it. He has a habit of not listening, doesn't he?
Oh, well, I just took it the wrong way. But, I mean, last week's. Yeah, not my favourite, personally, but we gone...
Oh, that's it, we won't listen then.
No, we will. I'm going to say we've gone through the Dumb and Dumber, one of my more favourite comedy movies. We've gone through Alex's Sea Slug, was it?
Sea Slug?
Are we going through
We were talking about Beetle.
Wait, last week. Oh, same thing. They're both creepy crawlies.
You are present when you do these podcasts.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah. I just remember. I thought it was an aquatics update we did last week about one of the animals and how good they were.
Alex, what's on the podcast this week?
Okay, this week we will be talking about a game called Resident Evil. We'll also be discussing the latest news, such as the new mask policy, as well as the giant Boris Johnson balloon standing a whopping 30 feet tall. And finally, we will just be talking about chameleons and the just a sort of overview of them.
Thank you. That was precise. Now, do you want to recap what was on last week's podcast?
Last week, yeah, we had Dumb and Dumber, an amazing comedy movie featuring Jim Carrey. We had a game review about Maneater, another kind of sea-themed kind of game for PS4, Xbox, possibly Switch and PC. Thank you for mentioning that last week, Alex. And we finally had an update about a beetle. Yes, a beetle. I remembered. And with this week's reptile, I won't be eating their inhabitants for once.
Okay. Thank you for that. We got there in the end. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some more. And Hazel O'Connor.
Our island. Our Vectis Radio. FM 104.6.
Sure, there's a couple of films that I would love to see at the moment. There are a couple of oldies, and they did come out, but I think both of them came out in about 1980. One of them was Breaking Glass, which was starring Hazel O'Connor, and that was a track that was from it. The other is The Jazz Singer, featuring Neil Diamond, and we've got a Neil Diamond tribute act coming to the Isle of Wight in September, and we're chatting to him in the next hour of the show. We've been having a chat. We've been having a man-to-man chat here, talking about the future. And first of all, we asked Alex. We said, you know, what are you going to do for the next X amount of years? Where does it lead to? What are you going to do? Are you daunted by moving away from the Isle of Wight?
Well, I mean, it all depends. I may stay here. I may go somewhere, preferably to the west. I quite enjoy Dartmoor. It's a favourite area of the UK of mine. Yeah, the whole plan is basically just sort of graduate with my maths exam so I never have to touch maths again, go to sixth form, do my biology A levels, graduate with that, go to Southampton University, do marine biology there, graduate marine biology or whatever, a degree or something, hopefully. And then just sort of settle down on the island maybe, and then hopefully find work in Southampton and travel to and from on the ferry every day.
So you got a plan. That's good. That's good. Have you got a plan?
Not as thought out as Alex's, but morely what I'm having in mind is just to kind of go to sixth form and possibly the college on the Isle of Wight, depending on how I see it, depending on like whether I can find a job, because if I can find a good job to sustain myself after doing sixth form, then I might do that, because I'm also thinking of living with my friends, and if I do end up living with them, will we all pay taxes or rent together, depending on where we find to live, I'll most likely just do sixth form and then find a job that I can do where I can contribute a amount of my payings or my paycheck to my friends in that. But if I have to live on my own, which could also be a 50-50 decision, I'll most likely do college and do a job to sustain myself completely. But with college, I might do it either way, depending on what my parents think, because I don't know what I'm going to get in my GCSEs, and if I kind of surprise myself, then I could do college if I'm confident enough.
Brilliant. No, good for you. You got a plan. I like yours better, Alex. It's a bit more well thought out. But I like your plan. I like the fact that you're thinking about it, and I think you should be, which is great.
Alex is way more like specific than me. He knows. He's quite confident. Well, he's way more casual with it.
I'm kind of more comfortable with him being alone at home alone. I'm a bit worried about you with bashing the stopcock and and the toilet.
That won't be my responsibility. I hope it won't be. I don't like bashing. Whatever.
Let's hope you have a conversation with your mum and come back next week and tell us all about it.
She's probably listening right now, so she's going to, like, once I get in the car, she's going to be like, so this is how you do that, and this is how you do this.
Honestly, those are the basics that you need to be shown how. Stopcock, most important. Otherwise, it's a case of your house is flooding, all right? The toilets, the pipes are broken, the water's leaking through the ceiling. Hey, mum, if you'd have told me where the stopcock was, I could have avoided most of that.
Just get a plunger and stick it in there so then it won't overflow outside. Just like stick it in that little tiny hole or whatever.
Mum, you need to have a chat. That plunger ain't going to work. All right? You need to have a chat with your mum. Okay? Thanks for being there this week. Have a great week. What you got this afternoon?
afternoon we have I think science. I think we missed out maths, so it's probably going to be like humanities and that.
Okay. Well, have a lovely afternoon, won't you? And we'll see you next week.
Bye bye, everyone.
Yeah.
Up to the news of the police.